This time of year typically marks the start of the winter ski season, but in Europe, not every country agrees whether it's safe to open the slopes. Like, despite the pandemic, you can go skiing in Switzerland, but you can't go skiing in France. And as Rebecca Rossman reports, that is creating a lot of tension and confusion.
France's ski lifts may be closed, but temptation lies nearby in the form of fresh white ski slopes in Switzerland.
L'idée, c'est d'empêcher les Français.
Speaking on television, Prime Minister Jean Castex warned French skiers to resist the temptation. If you're thinking of going skiing on the other side of the Alps, he said, you could face penalties, including going into quarantine when you return to France.
Nous ne comprenons pas pourquoi la face du domaine skiable suisse.
Nicolas Rubin is the mayor of Châtel, a tiny French ski resort minutes from the Swiss border. He says the Parisian political elite is declaring war on French alpine ski towns. He says local officials were never even consulted about the ski ban. And to show his disgust, he's draped the Châtel town hall with Swiss flags. And then there's this.
Le virus n'aime que le ski.
That's Rubin singing his version of the 1970s ballad La France, with different lyrics making fun of the prime minister. Jean Castex doesn't like Switzerland, Rubin sings, and if you try to go there, you will be punished. Despite a sharp rise in COVID infections, the Swiss government has kept the ski lifts open to protect the local economy. Something Rubin says the French government should have considered too. He says ski tourism is the lifeblood of alpine towns like Châtel.
On considère qu'un euro investi dans un forfait de ski.
Rubin says every euro invested in Châtel's ski industry typically brings around 7 euros worth of return. And it's going to take the town at least 2 years to recover from the pandemic. The French government says it will consider reopening the slopes in early January.
Et son idée d'interdire le ski.
Until then, Rubin says he might consider taking that 2-minute drive into Switzerland to get his own ski fix, even if it means being quarantined upon his return. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman.